One way to figure out the answer to our GeoQuiz today is to unfold a map of northern France. Locate the Somme River and trace its path. The Somme crosses through the region we want you to name. Another option is to recall the Battle of the Somme. It took place in 1916 during World War I. The battle left more than 1 million German, British, and French soldiers dead, wounded, or missing. Archaeologists are now digging up the battlefield's trenches, and they hope the descendants of those who died there will come and visit too.
They want people to get involved with this project, to come along to see the dig as it progresses over the next few years, and to perhaps fill in gaps in their own personal history. They may have known for years that somebody fell here. They didn't know exactly where. Perhaps this team will be able to help them.
We'll hear more about the dig and name the region in northern France where the battle took place right after the break. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A major archaeological dig is getting underway in northern France. The focus is a major World War I battlefield. The Battle of the Somme ended more than 90 years ago, and the land on which it was fought has largely been untouched ever since. The BBC's Robert Hall joins us now from northern France. Robert, give us a lay of the land. Where are archaeologists now focusing their efforts?
Well, the Battle of the Somme was a huge extended battle stretching across this region of France. It was an attempt to move forward. It was an attempt to take the pressure off French forces, who at that time were near mutiny. It succeeded in part. But where I'm standing now, near the village of La Boisselle, the fighting was so savage, the artillery bombardments, the explosion of huge underground mines, so severe, so savage, that a lot of men simply disappeared in a morass of mud in no man's land, and progress was nowhere near as far as the British had hoped. This dig is all about trying to piece together rather more of what happened in the early days of the battle.
Now, La Boisselle is in the region of Picardy in northern France. You're near the village above ground, but just moments ago, Robert, you were below ground in a tunnel.
Well, this is the extraordinary thing. It's a part of the First World War that few people really acknowledge and really recognize. Once the war settled into a stalemate with both sides dug in, one of the ways they believed they could advance was by tunneling underneath each other's front lines, planting explosive, and then detonating it and thereby blowing holes in the line so that, in theory, the troops could pour through. We went a tiny, tiny way in just to get some sense of it. What you're seeing down there is extraordinary, though. There are candle marks on the walls, old petrol cans, and in places, and they found a couple of examples today, graffiti written, and you've got to keep pinching yourself to remind yourself it's 96 years ago, and these men who were carrying rock back up to the surface or tunnelling underneath the lines, they wrote that. They wrote those poems, and the names are there. And one of the things that this team want to do is to try and establish where people were and enable families. They want people to get involved with this project, to come along to see the dig as it progresses over the next few years, and to perhaps fill in gaps in their own personal history.
What about the risk of unexploded ordnance?
Yes, there's a risk, but these guys have carried out excavations in a lot of other places. They know exactly what the risks are. Today, we've watched a team doing magnetometry, surface radar scans. That's just the first stage. They will build up a geographical picture of the surface before they start on that, and they will go very, very carefully and very, very slowly in the underground sections of the battlefield. They're talking about something that could run to 10 to 12 years, maybe longer.
Since this was brutal trench warfare, does that account for why so many victims remain buried where they fell?
Yes, I think that's the main reason for it. I give you an example. I was doing some broadcasting earlier this morning, standing on the lip of what's called the Loch Nagar crater. It's one of the two huge craters. And you stand and you look 70 feet down into this cone-shaped depression in the ground. And you imagine what it would have been like as a German soldier for that to have exploded underneath you and the effect that would have had on the people around it. And then you add to that the artillery bombardment day after day after day, tearing up the ground. And it's not really surprising that people went missing. People would just vanish. And that's why, of course, when you go around the cemeteries, there are so many stones and markers with a British soldier, a French soldier, an American soldier without a name, because nobody ever found them, but they had to be remembered.
Prior to this team going down into those tunnels, when was the last time anybody was in them?
Well, as far as we know, nobody. Wow. Nobody. I was talking to one of the historians just now. He says, that is the amazing thing. I'm crouching in this tunnel. 90-odd years ago, this would have been complete blackness, just no light at all except for guttering candles. The walls would have been shaking. There would have been this thunder of the guns overhead, above, sometimes as much as 80 foot overhead, because these tunnels dive down under the ground in order to avoid the bombardment that was going on above them. It must have been terrifying, and doubly so, because quite often the Germans would be tunnelling the other way, and there would be underground battles in pitch black. People couldn't fire rifles. They fought with their bare hands, with pistols, with whatever tools they had with them. It was horrendous. You just can't imagine it.
The BBC's Robert Hall in Picardy, northern France, which is the answer to our geoquiz today. Robert, thank you very much for your time indeed.
Thank you.
Are shining